Hello everyone, welcome to Living the Stories, a UU storytelling podcast to use stories to bring people of all ages joy and comfort during these difficult times. I'm Rachel Kohler, the Director of Religious Exploration at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Corvallis. And today's story is as follows. Frances Ellen Watkins Harper was born a free black woman in Baltimore, Maryland in 1825, almost 200 years ago. She was raised in the household of her uncle, an educator and African Methodist Episcopal minister. He was also an abolitionist, a person who fought for the freedom of enslaved black Americans. Harper followed in her uncle's footsteps to become an educator and abolitionist. She also became a writer, publishing her first book of poetry at age 20, and publishing the first short story by an African-American woman later in life. Her writing often urged black people, women, and people in other oppressed groups to take a firm stand for equality. In 1850, the Fugitive Slave Act was passed. It became dangerous to be a free black person in Maryland because slave owners could lie and say that free black people had run away from enslavement so that they could be forced into slavery. For safety, Harper moved further north to Ohio and then to Philadelphia. She taught, ran part of the Underground Railroad, an organization that helped enslaved black people to freedom, and lectured around the country to bend the arc towards justice for African Americans. In 1863, abolitionists celebrated success with the passage of the Emancipation Proclamation. It did not immediately create a world where African Americans were treated equally and fairly, but it did make slavery illegal. Harper saw that there was still work to be done. She put her hand towards women's civil rights, in particular the rights of black women and the right of all women to vote. Her lectures and writings spoke to the need for women to be free and more than wives or mothers. She understood what she was talking about. She was a mother herself, and after her husband died, Frances Harper took her daughter with her on her lecture tours. During her justice work, Harper met many Unitarians. She felt at home with their liberal religious beliefs and knew that her work could strengthen the justice work of the Unitarians. She joined hands with them by joining the first Unitarian Church in Philadelphia in 1870. She frequently read her poetry from the pulpit at this church, yet she kept her membership and taught Sunday school at an African Methodist Episcopal church, too. Harper died in 1911, before the 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote in 1919. This was a cause she worked hard to bring about. Yet, Harper understood that her labors might bring about freedoms that she would never enjoy. She said, "Apparent failure may hold in its rough shell the germs of a success that will blossom in time and bear fruit throughout eternity."